Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Bow down at the mention of your name, at the mention of your name. Angels bow down, the universe bow down at the mention of your name, at the mention of your name. The universe. Mention of your name, angels, the universe, at the mention of your name, angels, the universe, at the mention of your name.
Yeah.
That was our first song for the week coming from Bill J. DeSamis, entitled Angels Bow Down. You know, he is from Zambia. He was recently signed with Afrigorp record label. You know, they're doing big things down there in Africa and all over America. You know, they're reaching out to untapped talent, developing them and sending them out to the world, blessing the nation with their anointed music like this one, Angels Bow Down. Beautiful music, man. Loving it. You guys keep up the great work, man. Great stuff, all right? And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted, anointed, just multi-talented in countless ways. And she's downright good people, the one and only Jacqueline Carr. Jacqueline, welcome to your sister. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing fine, dear. Every day is a great day. How are your mom and dad and your siblings doing?
Yes, everyone is doing just fine.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hi, Jacqueline, and congratulations on all of your accomplishments, you know, but tell me something. You have accomplished so much as a young individual and has inspired so many people all over the, you know, the world. And, you know, over these years, you've been doing really, really, really well. Out of all the things that you have done, what is one thing that is on your bucket list that you are aiming for?
Hey, landlord, good question.
Thank you.
Actually, everything that I've always wanted to do, I am now, you know, operating in those places. Obviously, music, ministry, television, fashion, just all these amazing things that God has allowed me to do. And I think what is the most beautiful part about it is the fact that it all gives, you know, directs the glory back to God and just shows that it is possible for you to go into places and just do what God has called you to do. And so many people are touched by it and inspired by it, whether it's in church or outside.
That's really, really great, man, you know. And the thing about it is, it's always good to be living your dreams, man. Great, great, great stuff.
And Jacqueline, congrats on your brand new single recording, I Believe God. I Believe God is just another special one. Tell us about your new song, I Believe God, dear.
Yes, well, the thing about it is when God wants to do a thing, that's exactly what he wants to do. And, you know, he's very adamant, even as you read his word, he's very adamant about blessing his people. It is his heart's desire to see us living the life of goodness and greatness and the power of God being our portion. So even as we believe God, there may be someone who's listening where you feel like you've been believing God for a minute. What I want you to understand is that anything that comes out of the mouth of God, you better believe he's going to back it up with manifestation. I don't know about you, but I have positioned myself to experience the miraculous power of God to change my life for the better. And that's what God wants to do for you as well. Even the Bible tells us that when we pray, he heard us. You know, before we even finished praying, he already answered us. So you got to trust and believe God, whether it be in work, whether it be in ministry, in family, health, whatever area it is you believe in God in, God is going to do what he said he's going to do. And so we're standing together in belief of God and his power and his goodness with you, because we know that he cannot fail. So as you go throughout your day and you release in the atmosphere, just begin to say, I believe God.
Amen. Oh, and thanks for that. Oh, hallelujah. What about an album, dear?
Yes, well, so the next album that I plan to release will also be entitled I Believe God. And so it's going to be a thank you EP where, you know, expressing just my gratitude. There are so many things that God has done for me throughout my career and just life in general. And so that's what this EP will be all about.
Awesome. Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it sounds like this EP is going to be off the chains, and I just can't wait for it to come on, man. Great stuff. Jacqueline, a fan of yours from out of Jamaica, but he's now living in Texas. You know, he goes by the name of Dr. D-Roy, and he has a question for you.
Hey, I'm Dr. D-Roy from Houston, Texas. And my question for Jacqueline would be her approach in writing the songs that she has written. So many of her songs have been a blessing over the years. And so what approach does she take in writing these songs and getting these lyrics?
The very first thing that we do is, consult with God to make sure that we're saying what he wants us to say. Because at the end of the day, he knows what his people need. And a lot of times the songs that God gives, they come at, least expected moments. When it comes to like finishing the songs and things of that nature, it's always, we give it to him. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, too, I want to make sure that what I'm releasing is in alignment with what heaven is releasing.
Awesome, man. And that's what it's all about. Before we do anything, we need to consult with the Most High and make sure that it is in alignment with his purpose, man. Great stuff.
And in your fragrance and cosmetics business, doing okay?
Yes, it's doing amazingly well, and it's constantly growing, and so many more things that right. will be added. I released it. My beauty company, I launched it in 2021 with my fragrances, Jacalyn for Her, Jacalyn for Him, which sold out twice. And so the top of 2022, nice. I released my skincare line and my hair care line, all falling under Jacalyn Beauty. And there's so many more things to come, and I'm just excited about it.
Oh, that is great. Well, congratulations on that. I'm so happy for you. Continued success.
For real, man. I am also happy for you too, man, Jacalyn. You are doing such a great job. You're a great inspiration to so many people all over the world. And it's always great to have you hanging out with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we just wish you all the best, man. Keep up the great work, man. God bless.
You are absolutely welcome. Thank you, Landlord and Mike D, and everyone who's listening, for all of your support. May God bless you, and may this entire 2023 be a year where you believe God, because he is still performing.
I believe God makes a way. I believe God restores. I believe God opens doors. I believe he's the God of peace. I believe he's my everything. Oh, I believe. I believe God answers prayers.
I Believe God is the latest song from Jekalyn Carr, and her musical affirmation is sounding good in the neighborhood. Yeah, praise God. Jekalyn Carr is a songwriter, singer, recording artist, preacher. She's a motivational speaker and a radio host and actor. She writes books. She's an author. She's an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, a business owner, and more. And she's part of that mid-20s, early 20s, sisters and brothers doing wonderful, positive things around the world. She had 8 number one songs and albums before she was 21 years old. And the multi-stellar award, multi-Grammy-nominated songstress is downright good people. And we want to thank the gifted Jekalyn Carr for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Hey, bro, Jekalyn is an anointed, intentional sister when it comes to being about the Heavenly Father's business.
Mike, Jekalyn continues to amaze me, man. You know, she is so consistent and confident, you know, despite, you know, being very young in the industry where there's so much distraction, but she have continued to stay, you know, on point and very focused, man. I love that about her, and it's always great to have her here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next is another brilliant young lady that is focused and has been consistent, and she goes by the name of Kenya Ferguson. She's from the Bahamas. I want you guys to check out her track entitled I Will Sing.
Psalms 149 verse 1 declares to sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing out his praises unto the earth. Father, I will sing.
I will sing unto the Lord a new song. I will sing unto his name. I will sing unto the Lord a new song. I will sing unto his name. Help me sing it.
How the storms rage all around me. I will
I will sing is a beautiful praise sound from Kenya out of the Bahamas. Landlord, she do be singing. Oh, how sweet the sound coming from Kenya Ferguson.
Yeah, Mike, you know Kenya Ferguson truly can sing, man, and she is so passionate about her ministry and her dreams one day is to take her ministry global, touring all over the world and just blessing people with her music and her voice. And when she's not singing, she's busy in the classroom, pouring herself into the young people, man, you know. Yes, she is a professionally trained teacher, and that is something she's truly passionate about also, man. And I just wish her all the best, man. I feel that big things are about to happen in her life, all right?
Yeah, man.
Big, big, big things. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, Landlord, the great civil rights leader Rosa Parks once said, "We will fail when we fail to try."
For real, Mike, you know, that's a short statement, but it's very, very powerful, man, you know. But thank you so much for that short and powerful nugget. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Jacqueline Carr for hanging over with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we will also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who always, you know, support us and look out for us and encourage us. Every week, we truly appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next from out of Jamaica, I met this guy down in Canada, you know, while we was on tour a few years back, you know, and he is truly a worshiper, great singer, great writer, man. He is amazing, man. You know, I've not heard nothing from him in a while, but he's on a compilation with Stephen Murphy. You know, they just did a compilation called The Highest Praise with, you know, various artists from all over the world. I want you guys to check out the track that he is doing on that, you know, compilation entitled One More Year from the one and only Mr. Jabez. So until next time, God bless you. And may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
From making progress, ah. One more year from the Eden, yeah. I one more year from the wicked them. One more year from the Eden. Oh, yeah. Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah. One more year. Because you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. One more year from the Eden, yeah. One more year from the wicked them. One more year. We celebrating. Lighter, boom, lighter the band. Oh, I'm gonna say one more year from the wicked them. One more year from the Eden, yeah. One more year from the wicked them. One more year. Oh God, oh God, yeah. Because I'm covered by the blood of the Almighty. Oh, I mean, say one more year upon the wicked them. I one more year upon the Eden, yeah. I one more year, I one more year, one more year. Oh, God. I mean, say turn back blue, turn back blue, turn back blue. Oh, God, yeah. We say we send it back to sender. You're protected, yeah. You are gonna lift in them sun, you. No evil worker can prevail. I want more here upon the wicked them. I want more here, yeah. We're celebrating, yeah. One more earth strong, oh. I mean, say one more year. I want more year. One more year. Celebrate, no Eden, no Uber worker can stop this right now. Cause who God bless, no man curse, no man curse. I mean, say one more year upon the wicked them, one more year upon the Eden, yeah. One more year upon the wicked them, one more year upon the Eden.